Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Today's podcast is titled Emails That Attract Eyeballs. Emails that attract eyeballs. Let's face it, email marketing has changed. Some people barely open their emails at all, while others are inbox zero, happy, and hit the delete button on any email that they deem unworthy. So, how to get your email read instead of being sent straight to the trash before it even gets open? You are a professional speaker or on your way to become one, and that demands a level of consistent professionalism. Don't save your best quote-unquote stage presence just for the stage. To come off as a professional, continually communicate in a mature and natural way with your audience. All right, here's some tips to help get your emails opened. Tip number one, do you have a professional email address? I say this all the time. Yahoo, MSN, and really even Gmail is not the best email domain to use for a growing business. When you get a website domain, you know, like SusieSpeaker.com or mine, CharlieJane.com, it comes with the ability to use the same domain name for emails, such as Susie at SusieSpeaker.com or Wendy at CharlieJane.com. Emails at your own domain look more professional and increase email opening rates. Gmail, yes, Gmail is a good email provider and integrates with many services. You know, I think for like $5 a month, they can host your domain emails. You don't have to give up Gmail functionality to have a custom domain name in your email address. All right. This helps build your brand, your trust, and integrity. And I think that's, you can go to https://apps.google.com. Tip number two. Never send attachments unless asked. Please don't do that. I don't open them, and I know most of my colleagues do not open them. Unless it is really a person that you know, and you know that they're sending it to you, don't send attachments unless you know they asked or they know it's coming. An inquiry is not an unwanted solicitation. Your prospect will appreciate it. If you respect them enough to ask first, send later. Don't attach your one-sheet bio videos, et cetera, to your email. Many people are rightfully cautious about attachments, so you may find your email in their trash bin. Your initial email should always be text only, and once you start to establish some rapport, you can ask whether they are interested in seeing your one-sheet for review, okay? Tip number three, subject line. The part of your email, this is the part of your email that everyone sees, obviously, before they open the email. I am guilty. I often delete messages really just because the subject line sounds spammy or, you know, it's like a sales call. So you want to make sure that your subject line is relevant, friendly, without any offers, and without mentioning money in any way whatsoever. So it doesn't sound salesy. For example, don't mention contests, giveaways, cash, money, discount, sale, free, and so forth. These can get easily blocked by the recipient's spam filter. Really look at the recipient's website. Mention something that you found there. See, this will work. Go to their website. Mention something that you found there. It could be a blog post article, you know, buzzwords they use on their website, or something you both have in common. In other words, have a real conversation opening, not something generic. You know, your puppy treats blog post is a good subject, so long as it also pertains to the contents of the email. Okay? Email is still and will always be a very valuable means of contacting people and communicating with people. So by following the recommendations that I gave you in this podcast, you might find more of your emails being delivered, opened, and even getting some responses. That would be awesome. So that is it for this podcast. And thanks again for listening in. Take care.